Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I really appreciate my brother. He has set a lot of foundation for me. So it's not you have done well, sir. I really thank God for this platform that God has given to us, that Christ may be revealed. Praise God. You know, like I was saying yesterday, the Bible says that in the beginning, there was darkness, the earth was without form and void. They now said, and the Spirit of God began to hover about the earth. Then God spoke. Praise God. So in a place where the Spirit of God is, then God cannot speak. Praise God. So the fact that God is speaking in this place means that the Spirit of God is here. Yes. Praise God. God cannot speak outside the Spirit. Praise God. So if man are changing and the Spirit of God is changing man, it's because God is speaking. Yes. Praise God. Yes. So if I'm changing, it's because God is speaking to me. Yes. Do you understand? A man cannot change if God is not speaking to him. So if I can see people changing, it means that God is speaking to you. Yes. Praise God. I was here last year and I'm here this year. And I was telling my brothers here that, man, you guys have changed. No. You guys have changed. Things have been worked in you guys. I was telling my brother yesterday, I see the culture of the Spirit among you guys. So you can see that there's a training of the Spirit that is in this place. When my brother was talking about the unction of the Spirit, praise God. The Spirit of God is a teacher. Praise God. If the Spirit is not teaching you, he said, he will take that which is of me. Praise God. So if a spirit is coming and he's not taking that which is of him, that's not the Spirit of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you, Lord, for the opening of eyes. We thank you, Lord, for that which you are going to say. Thank you, Lord, Father, because you are going to bless us today in the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to open our eyes of understanding again, and you bless us in Jesus' mighty name. Bless, thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. When we want to talk about the blessings of God, we are talking about the speakings of God. Praise God. So when God wants to bless a man, God begins to speak to him. Praise God. Through his Spirit. So when God wants to bless you, you know, blessed be to God who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Praise God. So that blessing is in Christ. Praise God. That blessing is in Christ. The content of Christ, that thing that built Christ up to become the person called Christ. Praise God. Because Christ too was built. Praise God. Christ is not just appear. Praise God. He was born. He wasn't Christ. He was Jesus. Praise God. Then they now built him on by doctrine of Christ. You get? So God had doctrine inside him because he's the father of light. He teaches light. He teaches doctrine. Praise God. That is his doctrine. Praise God. So he now built Christ up by his doctrine. Praise God. So when God was teaching Christ in the book of John, praise God, he was saying that I do nothing except that which I see my father do. Praise God. So Jesus Christ was not just doing anything. He was just, he was learning from the father. Praise God. And then he was doing. Praise God. So in other words, God was shining light to Christ. And as Christ was seeing the light, he was doing the light. Then he was being built up to the person of Christ. Praise God. So Jesus Christ, when he says that, I've come that I might do that which is written of me in the volume of the book. Praise God. So in other words, things were written of him. He went, he sat down under a teaching, and God taught him to be raised. Praise God. Then he became the person of Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So when Jesus Christ, when the Holy Ghost has never come into him, there was something that John said. John said, you know, there was something that Jesus Christ must have been doing, praise God, that made God, there was no, he has not performed any miracle, he has not done anything, but by the time the Holy Ghost came upon him, they said, this is my son. In him, I am well pleased. So for you to please God, you must have been doing something, praise God. You must have been learning. You must have been learning and doing that which you are learning. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, one thing I know about Jesus Christ is that Jesus Christ is a man that wants to teach his life to men. He's very concerned about, he said that he might bring many sons into glory. Praise God. You know, he's the first begotten from the dead. Praise God. So in other words, for Christ to be formed in a man, Christ has to teach a man himself. Praise God. You get? He has to teach a man himself. So the Bible now said in the book of 2 John, he said, he who abideth in the abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Praise God. Let's quickly go there. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for your light. Engalodos, ento, vadish, efino, ingra atefeno, tofetiva, shtingalie, kukutia, imbra shtofetebreni, kaliba, estintuva, alenon, brehishta, fenante, venon, eshidaga galie, tofenonta. I bring you light. Light in this place is the light of the holy place. I'm bringing you light from the holy place. It is the light of the holy place that causes you, that I will lead you through, that you will come to God. Yes, if you don't, if I can't shine the light of the holy place to you, you cannot come to God. Now I bring you the light of the holy place. You will walk in the path of the holy place by the faith that is in me. By the time you walk by the faith that is in me, then you will come to God. Because the faith of that is in me built me inside you. Because I want to give you me. I want to give you me and put myself into you. But you have to, shine the light of the holy place to you. I bring you the light of the holy place. Receive the light of the holy place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says the path of a righteous man is like a shining light. Praise God. That shineth brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. So you realize the fact that the light has to be shining brighter and what? Brighter. Now, you don't shine brighter unless you have used the light that you have been given in a season. Praise God. Hallelujah. Light comes season by season. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that's why don't compete with brothers. The light that they are fellowshipping with right now, you will come there if you are faithful with the light you have right now. Praise God. If God puts you in the place of milk right now, fellowship with it well, sincerely. Praise God. You know, I was telling my brother recently, I said, God told me one thing one day. He said, the reason why men have not been sincere with milk of the word is because they don't teach it with the eyes of salvation. If a man can teach the milk of the word how to believe in the name of Jesus sincerely, and you make them actually not be selfish with faith in the Lord Jesus, you get, teach them sincerely, you will not let other things come in. Things that corrupt the heart. Praise God. You know, because in that line of faith, you know, your ways are still there. Yes. You get it? Because they've not started teaching you his ways. The doctrine of Christ is not your way, it's his ways. But he said, who shall he teach his ways? Who shall he teach his doctrine? He that has been weaned from milk. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if a man has not been weaned from milk, a man cannot learn the ways of God. Now let me tell you something. By God's grace, you realize the fact that a man, when as a man is living right now, he's living by light. He's living by knowledge. What you do every single day is based on what you know. Praise God. You can't do above what you know. Praise God. You know that, right? I came to this convention with all my heart because I know something. Praise God. By God's grace, I can only follow God to the extent which I know him. Praise God. So when I'm saying that you should fellowship with the light you have right now, because when you fellowship with it properly and you put it into use, because it is by reason of use. Praise God. You have to use the light. If the light is not being used, you cannot be built on that light. Praise God. Because it is precept upon precept, line upon line. Praise God. So when they are building a man, they build him with seasons of light. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Seasons of light. They bring seasons and seasons to him. So when a man is not faithful with a season of light, they will not bring more to him. Because he who is faithful in little, more will be committed to his hand. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Let's quickly go to 2 John. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I will start I will start from verse 9. As my brother Bro Bukumi was preaching, I knew it. I knew he opened up the path to me. So it was like my John the Baptist. Praise God. Yeah, prepare ye the way. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So I will be quoting many of the scriptures he quoted. Praise God. But God will grant us a greater understanding truth. Praise the Lord. 2 John, I'll start from verse 9. Whoever transgresseth, I want us to keep that word, transgress. Praise God. Now, the issue that God wants to deal with in a man is the issue of sin. Praise God. The only problem of man. God, when God created man, man was good. The only problem of man is sin. If sin can be dealt with in a man, praise God, man will evolve to be who God wants him to be. That being that God created in Genesis, that was supposed to come to God and gain lay hold on eternal life, man will appear that way. Because it was sin that cut off that journey from man. Praise God. So it is called, transgression is called disobedience. A man might not be committing fornication. A man might not be stealing, but he will still be a transgressor because he is disobeying. Now, disobedience is not that you will now hear God and say no. Sometimes you don't even hear God at all. But as a fact that you are living a life by a knowledge that is not of God, you are living in transgression. Praise God. Now, there's a man, the devil taught man sin. Devil is a teacher of sin. You get? He teaches man lawlessness because he is lawless. So in other words, when he wants to teach a man, he teaches things that are of him. The same way Christ too wants to teach things that are of him. Praise God. Devil wants to gain the soul of man. Christ wants to gain the soul of man. It's a fight for soul. Praise God. So he came and taught man sin, how to disobey. Praise God. So for you to disobey, you have to have a knowledge. You get? To obey. Praise God. So you are living in disobedience, not because you are really saying no to God in that sense. It's because you are obeying a knowledge that contradicts the doctrine of God. So for every obedience, a statue is being built. So if you are obeying God, the statue of Christ is being built inside you. Praise God. So as a man is abiding in the doctrine of Christ, Christ is being born, but is being built in him or being formed in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is the doctrine of Christ. Let me just simplify it. The doctrine of Christ is the righteousness of Christ, the standard of Christ. When they want to weigh a man, they put Christ beside him and they check his stature by how much he's measuring up. Praise God. So the destiny of a man is to become like Christ. Praise God. But they now check your stature. They look at you. How much of Christ is inside him? You get? That's how they weigh a man and they weigh his stature. Praise God. Now, when they now say a man, he whoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not what? God. Praise God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and what? And the Son. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So the day you got born again doesn't mean you are abiding in the doctrine of Christ. You got born again so they can come and teach you the doctrine of Christ. Praise God. Now, the doctrine of Christ is the way. Praise God. Now, a man has already been taught in knowledge. That knowledge started from the beginning, Cain. Praise God. Can we just go to Genesis? You know, we'll go to Genesis and we'll see how man came into this knowledge. Praise God. Let's go to Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4. Praise the name of the Lord. Our Lord, we bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for open door. Thank you, Lord, for the atmosphere of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord, because you are the one that will teach. You are the one that will teach, not us. Praise God. I will start from, you know, let me just give you a background story, so I will not read too much. You know, when man sinned, praise God, a seed was planted inside man. And that seed was called, the man died. So the seed that was planted in man is called death. Praise God. So the purpose where the devil planted that debt in man is so that man can abound in debt and become a stature of debt. Praise God. So debt is a knowledge or is a light. Praise God. It's an understanding. Praise God. That men live by and men have profited from it. So it is hard to relinquish that knowledge because you have profited from it. You have built empires from it. Praise God. And you will see it in the scripture. So Cain, the Bible now, after Cain offered offering to God, the Bible says that God did not take his offering. And God now asks him, why do you, he now killed his brother. He now said, why are you not happy? He said, if you have done well, praise God. Now, we can know, if you know that what means that if you have done well there is that if you have done faith. You know why? Go to Hebrews chapter 1, you will see, but God said, Abel, by faith, offered sacrifice. Praise God. So what pleases God is faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And the just, the righteous, shall live by faith. In fact, the original rendition shall gain life by faith. Praise God. So from faith to faith, you are gaining life. Praise God. The life you have in you is the measure of faith you have. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, in verse 16, now I'll start from verse 15. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whoever slayeth Cain, you know, God was now, at this time that Cain, let me just finish this thought. The Bible now says, if he has not done well, sin lieth at thy door. Now, we know that the door is the heart. Because Jesus Christ came in the book of Revelation and said, behold, I knock at the door. Praise God. Anyone that heareth, let him open the door that I might come in. Praise God. So the door is your heart, right? The door is your heart. So when, and the book of Revelation, he was talking to believers. Praise God. So, you know, we use that scripture for, go for evangelism. And you say, behold, I knock at the door for people that are not born again. But if... But you know, there's no, they don't have a door, they are dead. Yes, they don't have a door. Now you can use it and some people will get born again, seriously. But sincerely, a man that is dead does not have a door. You get? He is a dead man. He needs to be quickened. Praise God. He had it quickened. You had it quickened when you were dead in trespasses and sin. Praise God. So a man was dead. Jesus cannot knock at his door. He needs to quicken a man for that man to now have a door that he can knock on. Yes, praise God. For him to come in. So in other words, Christ has not come in the day you got born again. The Holy Spirit came in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14. Right? He said, you were sealed with the seal of the Holy Ghost as a nest. For the redemption of the purchased possession. So you were purchased, but have not bought, been redeemed. After being purchased, there's a redemption. Praise God. So I have been purchased, but I need to be what? Redeemed. Praise God. Praise God. Now, sin lieth at thy door. So in other words, if sin is lying at your door, at the door of your heart, what is it doing? It's coming to teach you another life, another light, another understanding, another intelligence. Because the person that put death in a man is an intelligent being. Praise God. He said, you were bright. Book of Ezekiel. He said, he's bright. He said, he's wise, full of wisdom. Praise God. Not the wisdom, not the perfect wisdom of God, but he had wisdom. He had judgment. He could judge. Praise God. Praise God. So he had his own judgment that God committed to his hand. That's why he could oversee angels. Praise God, because he had judgment. He had light. He had his own light, right? But after he fell, that light became darkness. So darkness itself, like we said, is not absence of light in itself, like my brother said yesterday, but the presence of another light that teaches a man to be far from God. So when a man is obeying that light, a man is drawing away from God. Praise God. So we drew away from God by the knowledge we communed with. So somebody taught us. Now, in the verse 16, you know, he answered, seeing light at thy door. Now, that was still in the presence of God. Can you believe that? How did I know that? Verse 16. And Cain, look at it well. And Cain went from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod. So, as at the time Cain killed Abel, he was still in the presence of God, but something else was teaching him. Praise God. So, a man can be in church and somebody else will be teaching him. So, that's how you start seeing rebellious beings in church. They will tell you that thing that pastor said is not correct. Praise God. I knew one brother there. When pastor is preaching on the altar, he will be reading his own Bible. You see, you know, so some brethren can be lawless. Which revelation do you want to get at that point? No, which revelation do you want to get at that point? And you'll be hearing the brother say, "The devil handle that mic. I will not let you handle that mic." If I'm the pastor, you will not touch the mic. Because you come and transfer that spirit of lawlessness into the brethren. It will not cause problem in church. No, it will not happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, even in the presence of God, sin was teaching man because sin was indwelling in man. So, he was teaching the man from inside. Sin has his own anointing. Sin is spiritual. If it's not spiritual, it cannot seduce the soul. It's something spiritual that can seduce the soul. Yes, do you know that? Yes, the soul, no, it's something spiritual. The world is spiritual. Let me tell you something. Carnality in itself is spiritual. You get it? If it's not spiritual, it cannot teach man death. It cannot put the statue of death in a man. Praise God. So carnality in itself is a light. It's a knowledge. Is an inspiration. Praise God. He comes to teach you how to live. Now, if you check, go further, verse 17, verse 18, that thing that was teaching Cain, see what it produced. Intelligence. What man could build for himself. Praise God. What man could what? Build for himself outside God. But anything that was created without him is not made. So we can build edifice, build a whole nation. Nothing has been made. Let me go a little further. The Bible says that if you give your body to be burned, Corinthians chapter 13, verse chapter 13, and you have not love, you say you are nothing. So you can see an activist who just put petrol on his body and light himself up. He will die. My name will be remembered. They look at you from heaven. They say, this is nothing. So when he gets to heaven, he will be shocked. When he gets to heaven, he will just be shocked. Jesus, let's discuss this. I lighted myself up. Did you see it? Praise God. But the Bible says it's nothing. Praise God. But there was something that made him light himself up. He had a knowledge. And it was that thing that taught him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, everywhere we go, something is teaching you. So you have. That's why we need eyes of understanding, being enlightened, that you might know which one is speaking to you at every point. Praise God. Because you will respond to a thought that is not the thought of God, by the time you are done, you realize the fact that you have gained death. Yes. Praise God. Praise God. Because there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of it is destruction, which is the same death. So when a man is obeying disobedience, he's building the statue of death inside him. Because anything the devil speaks to you is disobedience. And he does what? He wants to build death in a man. Because he is dead. And he's looking for men that will worship him. The only thing that will please him is death lifestyle. Praise God. So he's looking for men that will live death lifestyle so that he too can be pleased. He's looking for pleasure. Praise God. The devil is looking for pleasure. You get? So it's his own light that will bring pleasure to him. The same way it is God's light that will bring pleasure to God. Right? So he has taught man a light, an understanding, a knowledge, praise God, that will put the stature of death in a man. Praise God. Oh death, where is your sting? The Bible now says that the sting of death is what? Sin. So if death wants to put his venom inside you, it makes you sin. Praise God. You know, the same way a snake, if he wants to put his venom, he will bite you. So the bite of death is sin. So he puts his nature inside you through sin. Praise God. So that's his venom. Praise God. He said the sting of death is what? Sin. Lawlessness. Transgression. Praise God. Is a way of life. Praise God. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Praise God. Praise God. So you realize that transgression is a teaching, is a doctrine on its own. Eh? Because these spirits too are teachers. You know why? Because even when the devil was in heaven and he was pastoring them, he was teaching. Praise God. They were being taught. So right now they have capacity to teach their life. Praise God. So when they are suggesting things to you and seducing you to come out of your path, praise God. Because they must take you out of the path. Praise the Lord. Because the path of the righteous is like a shining light. Praise God. But once you stay on that path, you will constantly overcome their teaching. So one thing they want to do is to seduce you out of that path so that you can come and hear their teaching. So you can see a man that was on that path before, he will come out of that path and teach against that path. It's possible to teach against the path. Praise God. And those men are the most dangerous men. Don't go around them. Don't even try to teach them. It's a warning. They can teach you. You know why? They've been on the path. They know the way. And they are going against it. So they know how to block you. So when you meet them, you know what you do? Thank you. And you walk away. Eh? Praise God. Praise God. So if you see a man that comes to you and says, there's no faith of the Son, you know, there's just one faith. Eh? There's no faith that is in Lord Jesus. Just say, thank you, sir. Like my brother said to you yesterday. Yeah. I'll walk away. Eh? Because there's a faith that is in the Lord Jesus. It's in Acts chapter 26. He taught Paul that faith. Praise God. And Paul said, I've fought the good fight. I've finished the course. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So there's a course. Now, we're taught on a course. Praise God. There's a course. The devil has his own curriculum that leads on to death. That's his own righteousness. And God has a curriculum that leads on to life. That's the righteousness of God. In praise God. So righteousness is taught. Any man that says it comes into righteousness. Now, let me lay this foundation well. There's a righteousness that was imputed into you the day you got born again. Praise God. Romans chapter 4. Can we quickly look at it? I just want to set that foundation so that you will not come into condemnation. That righteousness of God in Christ Jesus deals with condemnation so that you can come boldly to God. You get? so that you can come and relinquish your life. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's no way God can take death out of you without you coming first to him. You get? But condemnation will tell you that you are not worthy to come to his presence. So at the end of the day, you will be cheated of that which you are supposed to be taught. So God put that righteousness there so that condemnation will not deal with you. Praise God. So if you go to Romans chapter 4, let me just lay this foundation. There are one thing about when I teach is, anytime I teach, I always want to lay the foundation of milk, of the word. Because a man cannot come into meat of the word unless he has learnt the milk well. A man that does not learn milk well cannot walk properly. He'll be deficient of some vitamins, right? You get what I'm saying? So it's good to lay that foundation of milk well. You get what I'm saying? So when a man is asked to come and walk, at least he will stand up, try walking, then he will fall. But it's okay. The righteous man shall fall 7 times, but he shall rise again. Praise God. Even that falling is part of your training. Praise God. A man can never say that he has come into the statue of righteousness without falling. You are lying. You get what I'm saying? So let's quickly go to Romans chapter 4. Praise God. Let me see. This is where was this thing again? Okay, yeah. I will just from verse 5, but to him that walketh not but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, as his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of man unto him who imputed righteousness without what? Works. You get what I'm saying? So the day you got born again, you didn't do any work. You are saved by grace, not by works. So they imputed that righteousness to you without doing anything. Praise God. But John now said, in the book of 1 John, he said, do not be deceived. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. Finish that scripture. Even as he is what? Righteous. So there's a statue of righteousness Jesus Christ came into by the doing of righteousness. When he did righteousness and did righteousness, that righteousness became a law at work in him. He did the righteousness naturally. That loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Praise God. So he came into the law of what? Righteousness. Praise God. By reason of doing righteousness consistently. So when you come into the law of that thing that's become a law at work in you, in other words, you can do it naturally. So the one that God recognizes, the righteousness that God recognizes in a man, which is Christ, is the one that that man is doing. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Say doing.
Doing.
Don't confess righteousness without doing righteousness. You'll be lying. Yes. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It's my body that sins, not my soul. Is the body that sins? How come death resides in the soul? You know, we need to ask ourselves questions. If death resides in the soul, so who is really the one sinning? Now, you know, we are calling sin the use of a light, of a knowledge. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Sin is the use of a knowledge that was not born of God. But even at the basics of, you know, most of people that say that thing is when they commit fornication. You get, if that thing, I don't know, that is so. It's a mountain that man, so many men have to overcome. Praise God. But you know, the best way to overcome is to be sincere with yourself. That I have this thing inside me. God, come and help me. Praise God. If you don't recognize the thing that is inside you and you need help, you will not be saved from it. Praise God. Because you will not come to God sincerely that you for help. You always prove yourself that you are okay when you are not okay. Like I'm saying, me right now, I can't say I'm okay. No. I can't just say I'm okay. I'm not okay. So I come to God every morning so that he will open the scriptures to me and see my lack. And I can, by his grace, deal with my lack. Because the word of God is like a mirror. Praise God. You see, when you look at the mirror, you see the spots on you. And you find solution to the spots on you. Praise God. Praise not the Lord. So there's a light that man is being taught. Now, Ephesians, let's go to Ephesians. I've not even read Ephesians. The time is correct. Praise God. Can I continue? I can't continue. Don't worry. I can do 30 minutes. Praise God. There will be other moments to minister. So, you know, these thoughts are building up, right? You see that they are meeting us at our needs, different needs of the soul, right? As the soul is, there's a burden in the spirit. And, you know, ministers have to know how to pick burdens from this atmosphere and be able, by the grace of God, be able to reach it. That's the minister of the New Testament. Praise God. You preach by the burdens of the soul of man. Praise God. Because it is soul that God wants to save. Yes, praise God. So the words that should come to you should give life to souls. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Now, chapter 2. And you, verse 1, and you are till quickened who were dead in trespasses and what? Sin. Wherein in the past you what? Walked. Praise God. When you say you walked, that means you were using.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When you are using light, you are walking.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And we use it gladly. We are joyous about it.
Yes.
If somebody come and tell you that this thing you are doing is not good, you tell him, what do you mean? This thing has profited me. Come and see what I have gained. And men have know how to show off their gain.
Yes.
Right? Even a minister will stand there on the altar and tell you that God has blessed me. He has anointed my feet. You need to see the new business that God just inspired me to do. Praise God. But it is a light that was not coming from the person of God. So God is saying that it is nothing. So a man can waste his soul 70 years on earth, build an edifice, oil company, own a rig, build an estate, give to charity. Praise God. And God will look at him and say, you are an evildoer. Praise God. Because the light you use to do that which you are doing is evil light. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's go on. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that spirit that now walketh, that now walketh, is doing the work.
Yes.
Praise God. It's not that it's just He's doing the work.
Yes.
He's also doing his own building.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So if if God is saying that to be built to the stature of the person of Christ, the devil too has his own scripture to build man to the stature of the person of death.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all, can you see?
Yes.
We all had our, what? Conversation. So, we used it. So, in other words, because we used it, we carried the stature somewhere. If you didn't use it, you won't have the stature. But since the Bible said you have used it, you have the stature. So when they are talking about salvation of the soul, they are coming to break down that stature. Because knowledge is a builder. I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you and up and give you an inheritance among those that are what? Sanctified. So there's no inheritance without sanctification. Now, what they sanctify is your thought and your walk. Because your walk is born out of a knowledge, out of a light. Praise God. Your thought is born out of a light. Praise God. That you have conversed with over time. So they generate themselves. It's natural. Because there's a stature in there that is generating the thoughts. So don't wound yourself if you are having funny thoughts. You wake up in the morning or you are walking on the street and you're having funny thoughts. Just realize the fact that they are doing a work in you that will soon break down that stature that is in you. You see, if you have this mindset, you won't have condemnation inside you. You know you are a work in progress. And your goal will be to finish the work. Praise God. So, I don't condemn myself anymore. Once those thoughts come, I use the scripture to kill the thoughts and start using the word to kill the stature. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Don't just deal with the thoughts without dealing with the stature. It will generate another one. The morph. You get? Once you use thoughts to deal with this one, they will now come in another way. You have dealt with that one. But look at this one. Praise God. So when the devil was, when the devil, even Jesus Christ, I didn't have any statue of death inside him, they still brought thoughts to him. Praise God. Because he was surrounded by death anyways. He was the only one that had life. Praise God. They brought the first thought to him. He used scripture to tackle it. They didn't leave him there. They brought like three or four thoughts to him. He used scripture to tackle it. The Bible now said the devil left him for a while. No, that was, he was going to come back. He just, he went to build another edifice. This guy has a statue. Let's go and try something else. Praise God. How many of you are grateful that Jesus Christ didn't fall?
Yeah.
He wouldn't have been a worthy lamb. If he had fallen once, he would be a lamb with spots and with blemish. But he's a lamb without spot and without blemish. So in other words, he never used the conversation of this world. He now said, behold, I have overcome the world. Jesus Christ overcame the world. How many of you are grateful? How many of you are grateful that he overcame the world? Jesus Christ overcame the world so you can overcome the world. I can overcome the world. Jesus Christ said it because that stature called Christ has been built in him. There's no knowledge that can kill that stature. It's not possible. It's a light that shineth and darkness cannot comprehend it. What? Which darkness wants to come and comprehend the light that shineth from the throne of God? It's not possible. The person of Christ, it was built by that light. It was shining brighter and brighter until your perfect day. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's continue. According to the prince of the power of the air, among whom, verse 3, among whom we also had our conversation in time past, in the lust of what? Our flesh. Fulfilling. You see, you were fulfilling it. For you to fulfill something, you must have derived pleasure from it. You didn't just do it. You fulfilled it. You did it well. Right? You did it well. You were faithful with it. You know, I'm one person that, at least, I was in the world. I did many bad things that many people in the world did. So, if I'm saying that many people in the world fulfill, I was one of those that fulfilled. Praise God. You know, my brother here, we work together. Praise God. He calls me. Anytime we have some problem with few youths, he will say, "Femi, it's like it's you that can deal with this thing. Yeah, you can relate with them." It's not an insult. I don't take it as an insult. It's because I know where they are coming from. Somewhere I know. I know how those thoughts were generated. You get? I fellowship with that thought for a long time until God helped me. So you know that someone like me, because I did a lot of works of the flesh, I needed milk well. Praise God. So if my brother is telling you here that I fed on milk, there was a reason for it. They did not let me enter into meat because they had to deal with works of the flesh. So sometimes when some things want to tempt me and I enter into my room, I say, "I will not do it." And I stamp my head and I confess it for almost an hour. You know, that's milk faith somewhere. You get? Because there's something in your body that is pulling you. You get? Pulling you there. It's pulling you there. It's pulling you there. But you know, you say, "No, I'm not doing it." And you will come confess, "I will not do it. I will not do it. I'll walk in love. I'll walk in love. I will do this. I will do that." It's good somewhere. You get? But you know that confession does not deal with the nature. It can gain you strength not to do it. But it doesn't mean that the thought is not being generated. The generator of that thought is still there. It's called roots. They deal with roots by leading. Praise God. Praise God. So when my brother has been talking about faith of the son, faith of the son, faith of, because they bring a teaching to you and they tell you to live by it. You believe it and you live by it, even though you don't know the end of it. But you believe it and you live by it. Before you know it, it's building a nature in you. A time you come, you do it and live by it naturally. You have come into love. It has become a law. Praise God. Praise God. So when they want to save a man, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are what? The sons of God. You know why you need leading to be saved? Because you were led to die. He's in this chapter 2. Praise God. You were led to die. They were leading you. You were responding to the leading. And you were dying. Praise God. Let me show you something in the book of Isaiah chapter 28. You will see what Isaiah prophesied. And we'll come back to Ephesians again. You know, chapter 28. You know, the day I saw that scripture. Praise God. Let's start with verse 14. I just want us to see the way man has been. Verse 14, 28, 14. "Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scorned men that rule this people, which is in Jerusalem. Because ye have said, we have made covenant with death." Praise God. Hallelujah. Can you see? He said they have what? Made covenant with death. So he said, you see that they wrote that death on them. Because when things come into covenant, it's because it has been written upon their hearts. You get? So they made a covenant with it because they communed with it and gave blood. They put a blood. You know, when you do a walk with something, blood is being shed. You get? So when you are living life, using your life to obey leading, blood is being shed. You get? And you are making a covenant. You get? What are you making covenant to? You are telling that thing that you can own me. Praise God. So as you are living with it and responding to it, you are telling that thing that I'm giving you my trust. That means, trust me, I can live for you. That is a covenant. So if I make a covenant with my brother right now, or James right now, that means I'm telling you that that thing that I made a covenant for, till the day I die, I will not go out of it. Praise God. So that's a covenant, right? So men have made many covenants. Praise God. There's one covenant that is common in man. It's called the covenant of ambition. Man live for it. Ambition. Ah. And you know, the devil now help many people. Their uncles and aunties help them to water the covenant as well. Well, they will come and ask you, so what's your plan? What do you see? Where do you see yourself in the next 10 years? All those statements. It's the devil. He's showing you the glory of the world. And he's asking you to bow. Praise God. You can see what the devil has capacity to do. So he can use men that you trust. Praise God. Let's continue. I will soon finish. Praise God. Because ye have said we have made covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. And when the overflowing scourge shall pass through, I shall not come unto us. It shall not come unto us. We have made lies our what? Refuge. That means our covering, our safety. We have made lies our safety. Praise God. So if I want to look for a safe place, I enter into lie. You see, lie is a knowledge that comes from the father of lies. Praise God. So when a man is finding safety, you know what he's doing? He hides himself under that lie that his devil is saying, I'm safe here because it can profit me. The devil knows how to build profit for a man. He gets. Have you seen a man that is rich and he's not the one that is born again and is living? You know, you can see a deeper life man that born again and he has billions. So you might not even know that he has that money, you know? But have you seen a man that the money he has is his stature? No, I don't matter the anointing inside you. He can, if God does not help you, he can intimidate you. Do you know that? Because that's his safety. That's where he finds safety. The works of his hand. He has found safety in the works of his hand. Now, for you to build edifice with the works of your hand, there's a knowledge you have. But you think you were the one that taught yourself, but his spirit taught you so that you can worship him. So everything you build with the work of your hand after God, you are attributing a worship to the person that gave you that knowledge. Whatever you worship owns you. So he can use you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So when they're saying salvation of your soul, they are coming to save you from what you know. Yes. Now, they have to produce another knowledge. So they said, awaken, O ye that slumbereth, and Christ will give you light. So every man that is not receiving the light of Christ, the Bible, no matter what he has built, the Bible says he's in slumber. Praise God. So, a man has built edifice. You know this entire Canada, you know how beautiful it is. How nice it is. You know, technology, how beautiful it is. Every man that built it, that they think they are enlightened men. The Bible says they are in slumber. Praise God. He said, awaken that Christ may what? Give you light. That light is to save you from that knowledge that is keeping you in slumber. That's salvation. So the day you got born again, you got born again that you might come into light. Praise God. So that light that you saw the day you got born again is just a small beam of the light you are supposed to come into. Praise God. That light that created hunger in you. You know what that hunger does? It's because that light came and is asking for more light. Praise God. So you are hungry for light. So it's not you that put hunger in yourself. It's that light that is asking for more because it wants to shine brighter. You get? So you need more light. So it put hunger in you to come for more light. Praise God. Now, you don't really come for more light because you have a knowledge that is called your way. Praise God. Your way of life. So, at the milk, so they can't just tell you to come and relinquish your way. They have to make you willing. Praise God. The day you got born again, it doesn't mean that you are willing to lay your life down. Praise God. How many of you were willing to lay your life down by according to the knowledge of what you know now, the day you got born again? Nobody. Nobody. You have to see a light. You have to see a hope. It's because they brought hope to you. That's when you now say that I trust, and hope comes as a result of a revelation. Right? So when they brought that revelation to you, then you now see the hope. Then you come to lay your life down for that hope. Praise God. When you lay your life down, you are laying your ways down. Let the wicked forsake his ways. The unrighteous is what? His thoughts. They are your ways. And they are what? Your thoughts. So they are your light. So you can be saying you are very intelligent, but that light is your light. It's not the light of, say of. Is the light of God is the content of God. What makes him God? Is God not good that he wants to give you his light? He's a humble God. Very humble. He's a mere man. He wants to share his light with him. Very humble. But you cannot just forsake your ways. You get? They have to make you what? Willing. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the fruit of the land. Praise God. So, God is so merciful. He comes with a milk faith. You cast out demons. You say, wow, this is beautiful. They have power. Praise God. You ask God, I want this, and he gives it to you. And you receive it. You know, he's a good God. He wants you to trust him. So that when he asks you to come and lay your life down, you will trust him that he's taking you to a blessed hope. So many of you that have enjoyed milk, you have say, God, I want this, and you confess it, and you receive it. It's because he's enticing you to him. Praise God. Me, I know right now by God's grace, to a very large extent that God cannot fail me. So you come to lay your life down because you have seen a hope that came from a light or an understanding or a knowledge. Right? So you lay your life down for it. That's what Paul said. He said, the life which I live right now is not mine, but the life of the faith of the Son of God. Who did what? Lay his life down. Who loved me and gave himself for me. So Jesus Christ laid his life down. Every man has to go to that pattern. Praise God. There's a pattern of growth that every man has to go through. Praise God. Because your ways, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. But the end of it is what? Destruction. So that way that leads you to destruction, they have to make you come and lay it down. Praise God. So that they can teach you their ways. Now, a man does just not come and learn the ways of God because he wants to learn the ways of God. He said, the meek will I teach my way. Praise God. So the reason for some tribulation is going to make you meek. So by the time they give you some tribulation, they allow you to pass through some things. You become humble and you come to God, God, I need help. One of the ways that they first helped me was, you know this, I receive, I believe, I receive. Eh? At the point, it wasn't working again. Because that time, now they want to teach me their way. There's a way we do things. We do things by revelation. We do things by light. Praise God. Now, the devil does not want you to actually come into that light. Praise God. So he puts some shame around that way of life. He puts shame around it. Paul saw the shame. He had to confess, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because there was a shame there. The devil presented shame to him. So he shouted it. For it is the power of God unto salvation. First to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Praise God. So a man has to be faithful to stay on that path of righteousness. Because narrow is the way. Praise God. When you are in milk faith, it's just like Goshen in Israel. You know, many people think that the day they got born again, that's the day they left Egypt. No. You are in Goshen. You get? It's this the same light that was shining on Egypt that was shining on Goshen. It's just that the trouble of Egypt does not come to them. But they were living the way of life of Egypt. Praise God. They came out of Egypt when they entered from Egypt, from Goshen, they entered into the wilderness. Now, you will know you are in the wilderness when they start feeding you with just one meal, Christ. Second Corinthians chapter 10. He said they drank of the manna and drank of the rock, which is what? Christ. Praise God. So in Goshen, they had cucumber, they had garlic. They had everything. Lettuce. In fact, they said, when they were thinking they were going to die inside, they said, are there no graves in Egypt? So in other words, they were still thinking of that grave life. Praise God. Praise God. They had grave life in their head. And that's what they wanted to save them from. Now, they did not get saved from it. So they all perished in the wilderness. The Bible now said, and the children of Israel, there were children of Israel that came that knew not Egypt. Praise God. For you to enter into promised land, you should relinquish all your knowledge of Egypt. Praise God. Praise not the Lord. If you don't relinquish your knowledge of Egypt, Egypt will be living in the promised land. Praise God. And God does not want Egypt to go and live in the promised land. Because the promised land is God. Yes. Praise God. So, in the wilderness, they restricted their meal. The day they asked for another meal, he choked them. So, when you're on this path, the only thing you're supposed to be feeding on is Christ. Christ and Christ and Christ. And only Christ. Now, some people come and ask you that God is dynamic. That we serve, we need to be dynamic. Please. God is God. Don't say, what is dynamic? You see, devil, you need to see wisdom that is using to pull man out of the path of righteousness. God is dynamic. You know, we need to try some things. You know, men are suffering. We need to help them. You know, but the Bible says the righteousness of God is revealed. If they are not leading you to do it, don't do it. You get? If it does not come out of revelation, don't do it because it is not of God. So it has no capacity to build you. And what God is concerned about is building you. Praise God. If God wants to build you, he reveals his righteousness to you. And by faith of the Son, you live out that righteousness till it becomes your nature. Praise God. So if it is not revealed, don't do it. You cannot serve two masters. You have to love one and hate another. When you hate something, you attack it. The reason why you are still considering it is because you have not come into hatred of it. When you hate it, you will attack it. You don't just run from it. You attack it. So when you say, love not the world, neither the things of the world, you say, that world inside you, attack it. There's a knowledge of the world inside you. By my spirit, attack the world in you. And the reason why Christ came is come and help you attack the world. He said, this is the reason why the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works. Do what again? The works of the evil one. There's a work he has done inside you. He's coming to destroy it. You must hate what Christ hates. Yes. If Christ hates it, I hate it. Amen. We need to come to that point. Ah, God will help us. Amen. God will help us to come into that knowledge of hatred for sin. You know why you don't hate sin? It has not been revealed properly yet. Our eyes have not been opened to it. When God opens the mystery of sin to you and you see it, it will disgust you. Because you are still seeing a beauty in it. That's why you still consider it. No, by the time God reveals Christ to you, you will see iniquity and you will hate it. Because you will see the disgust inside it. It is disgusting. The world is disgusting. It's dirty. God will help us. Amen. God will teach us. Amen. He will help us to rise above the world. Amen. We will be overcomers. Amen. We will be overcomers. You won't just confess overcoming. You will overcome. Amen. You will overcome. Amen. By that unction in you that teaches you, you will overcome. Amen. Alabaston fenombre elikotovana. Menanteve elapush tandakre etima. Enon tevene kaka tete bregede tuta tatande alaba imbron tavalaba sintande leota mina no tavatika liko kaka yakaba kele lebosina. The Lord will grant you strength to overcome. You receive grace upon grace, abundance of grace. In tavalaba sete geliato tot brandi anamota is an impartation of grace, impartation of grace, impartation of strength, light upon light, light upon light. The Lord will shine light upon you. Kate, Ibro, Kete, Bregede, Tantabaya, Brogodosiana, Patia Gogogo, Entevanam Bregishata, Elelebosian, Tevedebosa. You will overcome those things that easily beset you. Those things that easily beset you. Those seduction that easily beset you. Entabada, Brogede, Konkotaya, Esiende Keliate. You will overcome in the name of Jesus. Hey, Shanaganta, Kadeoto, Membro Gozos Tehaya. And I will thank you, Lord. We give praise to you. We say thank you. Because your light is one that relinquishes darkness in a man. We pray that you will shed more light upon us. We will grow in light. Your light will shine. Shine. We shine. Shine, inter shine, in stones to shine, embrace to shine, in suns to shine, Elon Tosh to shine, you will shine, 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 you will shine, shine, hey, Stephen Onsha, Tan Chin Tanton shine, you will shine, you will shine, begin to shine, Elon Tosh to shine, Penta shine, you will shine. 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 Tazia, Osta, Kaleka, Lenomota, Caste Tataga, Elelebo, Sindolobo, Sadaga, Ente, Venon, Tavada, Ekeliata. You will shine. You will shine. Tazia, Kabogodia, Lekra Gade, Sisimana, Elemonostiga. You will shine. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There are some people here. You have some habits that you want to overcome, and you are thinking, how will I overcome this thing? Can I be very sincere with you? Don't condemn yourself. Don't condemn yourself. Even if you do it, run back to Christ. Run back to God.
It is the light of God that deals with habits. You don't just say no to habits like that. There are pools that are governed by spirits. Praise God. These are pools that are governed by spirits. Praise God. So you don't just say, I will not do it. No. You run to God. He said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might receive mercy, that we might find what? Grace in time of need. You have need at that point, so you run to the throne. The devil puts condemnation there because he does not want you to run to the throne. You know why? Because he wants to continue that death walk in you. Praise God. He wants that venom to prosper. But it will not prosper. Because when you run back to God, God is the one that takes out that venom. He's a priest. He knows how to administer salvation. He's a priest. He's a bishop of our profession. He knows how to administer salvation. Yeah? He knows what to do. He knows where to touch. He knows how to draw that venom. So you run to him. Then he will draw the venom out of you. Then you will continue to build strength. A time will come, you will realize that I've not done this thing in a while. How come? It's because life has been deposited inside you. A lot of life. Hey no, Sando, Kesh Devanota. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Elandosa, Shagadataga, Legedebosa, Shande, Kaliota, Embra.
Ora Ramasi. Kaka Hide Kese Kiteko no. Keni Kasi Krestese Mararabashi Kebrahel. Mora Nostra. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that. Thank God for that. No. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. That's another variety. Amen. 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 As he was speaking, I just saw they want to birth a resolve in us. A resolve. There are things we condone, we shouldn't condone. Yeah, because when we check our Lord, we don't find those things in him. So why should we be comfortable with them? We, as Christians, we're trying to change the world, but we don't know how it happens. We think it's by going there to do things. It's not by that. It's here. This is the world. Everything in the world is an expression of what's inside people. Yes. So the world will never change for the better if there aren't people who have gained courage to wrestle against that evil nature in them. This is where the war happens. So your responsibility when you meet Jesus on the last day, I don't think Jesus will ask you too many questions about things around you, all that. You won't. It's not all that. He said the things that are done in the body. He said that we all appear before the judgment seat of Christ and give account of things that were done in the body. So it's what you did in your temple that matters. This is the anything else you are doing is just secondary. It's far secondary. Yes, it's what is happening here that happens. Even the way the world will change. I'm not saying nothing. God doesn't want to do things out there. What I'm saying is that when we go out there and we've not done this one, we are liars. We're just lying. We are trying to represent something that we are not. Yeah, we don't have God in us. We don't have his life, his love, anything. We want to take love to. We don't have anything to give. We have nothing. So we are making a mistake if we are bankrupt of God and think we want to save the world. We won't be sincere. Praise the Lord. So this message is telling us there are things to be done in us. There are things to be done. Father, we thank you and we give you glory. How many of us are encouraged today? This is, and if God is saying these things, it means God is interested in getting it done. So it's not up to your devices, but it's up to his grace and up to his mercy. Father, we thank you. We give you glory.